This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000
wow.
Square feet.
What is that about? That was something. Let's try that again.
27,000.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you about them real quick, and we're not going to run that spot because I do not know what is happening with that audio. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with nearly 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand. Not only that, but they carry all kinds of accessories to go with guns. They are an especially good source for spare magazines. They're always running something on sale. They always have many different examples of each caliber that they carry to choose from. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't know why that. Let's try that.
27.
There we go. Now it's working. Okay, so I don't know what's going on with it. Who cares? I don't care. Some of you out there are probably military veterans. I am a military veteran. Military veterans organizations, a lot of them are scams. You get that, right? You get that they are scams. Right now, national political pundits like Glenn Beck, who don't like Donald Trump, have come out against Donald Trump, and they're out there just beating on him all the time that he's a progressive. How would that square with a progressive veterans group not taking a financial contribution based on a non-progressive ideology that is claimed? This is Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA. They're the ones who got out there and said, we will not take a donation from him in a political stunt. This coming from founder and CEO Paul Rykoff. The Iraq war veteran claims his group is fiercely nonpartisan and veterans' issues are everyone's and too important to be politicized or to have our voices hijacked by a fake veterans group like in the case of Donald Trump. Sort of interesting that he's targeting him because he has been pretty pro-veteran, I mean, since he announced his candidacy in June. Last night he held a sold-out benefit to raise money for vets who, Mr. Trump says, have been treated worse than illegal immigrants. First things first, veterans groups don't have a lot of money, you would think. They could use all the money they can get. Unless they're one of those sham groups like Wounded Warriors Project. Now, since in its founding in 2004, the progressive front group IAVA is all about political influence, which makes the political stunt slur aimed at Trump sort of comedic. They lobby for leftist agendas within the military, like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, while handing out small contributions to various nonprofits. They took in over $6 million in 2013, handed out grants, okay, remember this, $6 million, handed out grants of $80,000 to veterans groups and spent $3.7 million going to employee salaries and compensation. They also state that they led the veterans community in endorsing the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act. So they are for gay marriage as well. Their newest hire, Allison Jaslow, was a former program director of policy and political affairs for the Human Rights Campaign, which advocates for LGBT rights. IAVA has hired her as a director of political and intergovernmental affairs. Why do they need something like that in a veterans group? Their policy agenda specifically states, diversity is a force multiplier for our armed forces as well as for our nation. Really? IAVA promotes equalizing benefits and services for all LGBT veterans. Is there anything out there that has told us that they are not getting equal benefits under what the VA gives them, or the veterans benefit package, if they turn out to be LGBT? I mean, I haven't heard of that. IAVA funders, board members, partner friends, and benefactors read like a who's who of liberals and leftists. They've got the Annenberg Foundation, Jonathan Soros, Rachel Maddow, Stephen Colbert, the Lear Foundation, the White House, Goldman Sachs, Viacom, and the Chamber of Commerce are among the hundreds of individuals, businesses, and foundations listed on their website. They have been the special guests of Michelle and Barack Obama numerous times at the White House. Its newest board members include Norman Lear and Representative Patrick Kennedy. Rykoff is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and has blogged exclusively for the Huffington Post. IAVA, posing as a veteran advocacy group to push a leftist agenda, is already bad enough. For them to get out there and claim to be apolitical and nonpartisan while criticizing Trump and Palin for others for politicizing a veteran's cause is mind-boggling. When I saw that story about it, he said, we won't take any money from him. The first thing I was thinking is that there are some veterans groups that are dying for money. They don't get enough money. If you're looking for a veterans group to give to the Fisher House. Don't give to Wounded Warrior Project. Do not give to the IAVA. Please. I couldn't care less about diversity. Diversity in the military is already happening. It's already happening. All of these, you talk about putting a woman in a combat role as an example. The women that are in units that are in combat support, like military intelligence and quite a few other jobs, would be in the battlefield. They might not be on the front line. They might not be in a combatant position. But this is why everybody in the military has to take basic infantry training. Because you might have to utilize it no matter what your job ends up being. And here we have this cat. Diversity is a force multiplier for our armed forces as well as for our nation. Yeah, that's working out pretty good. I can tell where that's working out pretty good. We got, I don't know. I really don't get these guys. I don't. $80,000 out of $6 million going to veterans groups. $80,000 out of $6 million. Nearly $4 million going to employee salaries and compensation. So, I wonder what the other $2 million is. I will tell you this. One of the best paying jobs in the world today is to be the head of a nonprofit. To be the head of a nonprofit. Because they get to get out there and they get to seem quite generous while at the same time they're making bank. Making bank. In fact, the only one I know of that isn't rich is Larry Pratt. Larry don't make much money. Soros. George Soros backing him up. What do you say about this? What George Soros group is out there saying we're not going to do a political stunt. How come that didn't come out in the mainstream news? Asking yourselves that? Did you already know? I mean, if you're that engaged, I salute you, my friends. We're getting ready to go into the first break. When we get back, the defense in New York is blaming a defective Glock on NYPD shooting death. It's just all sort of, it's a stupid supposition to go by. Not something I'd really want to lead with. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
7,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
When you're a defense attorney, you got to pull out all the stops. There's no doubt about it. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Defense attorneys for NYPD police officer, rookie police officer Peter Liang, on trial for fatally and negligently shooting a man to death in a Brooklyn stairwell. Attempted to blame the NYPD training and the gun itself as they attempted to excuse Liang for the death of a Kai Gurley. Liang and his partner were entering the pitch-black 8th-floor stairwell when Liang, who had his gun drawn, accidentally fired one round that ricocheted off the 7th-floor landing wall and struck Gurley, 28, in the chest. The shot killed him. Brown asked the same questions of Detective Nathan Garcia, an officer with the police academy, who testified that Liang had been in attendance at all firearms training during his time at the academy in 2013. Were you ever instructed that when you approach the roof landing, you should have your firearm out, finger alongside the trigger? Brown asked Garcia. Yes, the police officer replied. Garcia also testified cops were taught to beware of a possible ambush on vertical patrols. Officers begin vertical patrols on the roof landing and make their way down the stairwell to the lobby. Lang's bagged 9mm Glock was entered into evidence Thursday. Defense attorneys have argued the gun was faulty, saying in an opening statement that his finger was alongside the trigger, not on it, following police protocol. Detective Mark Acevedo told jurors that Lang's gun was on the high end of the NYPD acceptable range for trigger pull, meaning it had the New York trigger, 11.5 pounds, right at 12 pounds. They operate with a range from 9 to 12. Prosecutor Joseph Alexis asked, will this weapon fire if someone simply places their finger alongside this weapon? The detective replied, no. Responsible firearm trainers instruct their students to put their finger alongside the trigger. As a matter of fact, I don't even, nobody teaches that. I always index on the frame. I always have my finger resting on the frame of the gun, above the trigger. I don't have it resting in the air. I don't have it sticking outside. Because in a high-stress situation, my hands are going to claw up and go into a fist. In a high-stress situation like going up a stairwell in the dark, looking for whatever they're looking for, you would think the rookie would be all kinds of stressed up. Putting your finger alongside the trigger is a well-documented and long-known culprit when it comes to stumbling or tripping or being startled, and that will cause your finger to clench, enter the trigger guard, and more than likely fire a shot. A responsible trainer would teach their student to put their finger high on the frame of the firearm to prevent this exact scenario. Now, if NYPD training does indeed instruct officers to place their finger alongside the trigger, then they do bear a great degree of responsibility. The question is, did they? You will hear from, I'm sure you're going to, in this trial, we'll get to hear about the witnesses from the Firearms Training Division within the NYPD that claim they teach a finger on the slide method. This would have prevented the parasympathetic discharge that occurred when Lang attempted to open a door with his right hand, and it encountered more resistance than he expected and clenched his left fist and a trigger finger in response, negligently discharging the round that ricocheted down the stairwell and killed Gurley. It has very long been alleged that the NYPD has refused to competently train their officers, and they have instead insisted upon absurdly high New York and New York plus trigger pull weights in an effort to cover up their lack of competent training. Glocks and M&Ps and XDs, which are striker-fired guns with relatively short when you compare it to a double-action only or single-action single action, double action pistol. A striker-fired trigger pull is relatively short and the same. And Glocks come out of the box at 5.5 pounds. But when you combine that with questionable minimum standards of law enforcement training, this has led to a rise in the negligent discharges as officers have transitioned from double-action revolvers and DASA semi-automatic pistols. This is very well documented when they were using the old guns that had that were hammer-fired, which double-action, single-action, and revolvers are all hammer-fired, started having a lot of negligent discharges. These same firearms, combined with poor training and tactics and equipment, have been linked to a significant majority of negligent discharges that have been reported all over the place. In the hands of a properly trained shooter, any gun is going to work. It's not a matter of, hey, Bill, what's the best gun? It's a matter of, what have you trained with? If you trained extensively with it enough, there's a lot of guns you can get by with. A lot of guns you can get by with. This is one of the... See, there's one other thing about these cops that have negligent discharges in municipalities like like New York. You're taking a kid, a young person, teens, 20s. They've gotten in there. They've gone through their academy training. They've never been raised with a gun. The first time they probably ever get to see a gun is when they're in the academy. That unfamiliarity and that crash course, because that's what it basically boils down to, is a crash course that they're taking. All of that, to me, lends itself to some accidents. Being that unfamiliar with something, it not being a stink at nature, that all leads itself to some accidents. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. In any event, there's one person dead because of a negligent discharge, and it was coming from a police officer, which it's bad no matter who it comes from, but it's especially bad when you think that these, in the NYPD, these are the only people that are trained to use a gun in the city, except for other LEO. That's horrible that that happens as much. Maybe there is something to be said for going back to a stronger, harder, longer, heavier double action pull. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, coming up. All right, welcome back. Coming out of Kansas, we got something a little different, a little unexpected. Pretty good stuff, but it's Kansas, so I mean, I sort of wished Brown back had ended the race for president. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Kansas lawmakers are going to consider legislation later on this year that would make it a crime to commit discrimination against the gun dealer and or manufacturer. Now, that's very important because this is going up against the federal program here. The Kansas Firearms Non-Discrimination Act, Senate Bill 331, is sponsored by Jacob LaTurner, the Republican from Pittsburgh, who sponsored 2015's constitutional carry legislation that became state law as of last July. The measure is in response to the U.S. Justice Department's Operation Choke Point, an initiative, intended to cut off access to the banking industry for fraudulent businesses, according to the Wichita Eagle. However, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation listed gun and ammo dealers as being at high risk for fraud. No evidence behind that, by the way. And gun rights supporters say that has encouraged banks to cut ties with firearm-related businesses. LaCharta told a newspaper, you've seen President Obama using his Justice Department to target companies engaged in the firearm industry. This is intended to give these folks an avenue to push back. According to the bill text, this law would allow anyone engaged in the lawful commerce of firearms or ammunition to file civil discrimination suits in cases where banks or other businesses sever ties or refuse to perform services for licensed gun dealers. His measure was scheduled for its first hearing Thursday morning at 10:30 in the Kansas Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs, but no information was available as to the bill's status later that day. On the national level, Democrats in Congress have introduced legislation to do with the legal protections firearm manufacturers and distributors have against being sued by the victims of gun violence. The Equal Access to Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act would increase firearms companies' exposure to lawsuits and allow the families of gun victims the opportunity to seek relief for injuries received. Nobody sues the hammer maker. Nobody sues the rope maker. Nobody sues the bathtub maker. Nobody sues our maker, because a lot of people get killed by being beat to death with hands and feet. It is very reasonable for us to ask ourselves now, has society reached a point of no return? I would have to say a lot of the governments, local, state, and federal, have. On December 2nd, 2015, about 2 months ago, San Francisco PD was involved in a shooting. Five officers fired their guns, striking and killing the man, a man. The man, who was a known, validated gang member with priors for robbery, assaults, and illegal possession of firearms, and was the active suspect of a stabbing which had just occurred, was armed at the time of the shooting with a large knife, presumably the one, the stabbing for which, you know, that's he was being sought for. That's what he used in that stabbing. The shooting was captured on video. The suspect is cornered and armed, but refusing to give up. I've watched the video, and a couple of shots can be heard early on, but based on watching the video, I am assuming those shots are far from a least lethal device, as the suspect can be seen flinching but stays standing. Suspect moves to the left in camera view, and the officers open fire, striking him and killing him. The officers say the suspect was charging one of the officers at the scene, which is why they shot. Looking at the camera angle that is available, it is hard to tell. But I have, you know, there's no reason to doubt that. If they had just wanted to kill him, they had plenty of opportunity to do so prior to the movement they made by the suspect. Suspect Mario Woods was a black man, and the cops, well, they're cops, so it doesn't matter what color they were. And so certain segments of our society, the cops are always wrong. As of this point, there's been no determination made whether this shooting was justified or not. But on Tuesday, January 26, 2016, less than 2 months later, with the investigation still open, the City Council in San Francisco unanimously voted to approve Mario Woods Remembrance Day. Seriously. They declared a day of remembrance for a validated gang member with numerous and serious priors who had just stabbed someone, who was armed when confronted by the cops, and who was shot after failing repeatedly to comply with lawful orders and refusing to drop the knife. Victimization of criminals and dirtbags much? Where are we going with this? If you are a police officer in San Francisco, this may be easier said than done, but I would seek employment somewhere else. I would say, you know, I'd get out of that town. That city is nuts in the first place, but this move by the city council has tantamount to an act of war. Now then, some of you have posted stuff on the show's Facebook, and I haven't gotten any emails about this. I have seen the video out of Oregon. I have seen the vehicle that was pulled over by the federal authorities, which then took off until it came to a roadblock and went off the road. I have seen the guy get out. I have seen, I did a little experiment on my own with this. I tried to download it and upscale it to 720p because it wasn't showing as being a high resolution. I did something wrong, but when I'm watching the video, and I got to tell you, I'm serious about this, when I'm watching the video, that gentleman that got out of the car, who gets out of the car? He almost ran over an officer avoiding the roadblock. When you're facing a vehicle, a bunch of vehicles of armed people that you just led on a merry chase, do you get out and start reaching for your waistband? Because he did that twice. I know there's people saying he was reacting to bullet impacts. No, he wasn't shot in the back. He was shot by the guy on his left. If you look at the video, that's who's shooting him. So. I don't know what to tell you on this. There's a lot of people saying that apparently he put his hands up and then he was murdered in cold blood. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. If you were in their position on the ground doing that, you'd have done the exact same thing. Or at least I would have. So this whole thing with what happened in Oregon, for me, was much ado about nothing. They went somewhere where there was nothing going on and tried to turn that into an event. What happened at the Bundy Ranch, which, you know, some of these guys were Bundys, that was a whole different thing altogether. That was Lexington and Concord, almost. This was not. This was not. And this was not murder. Okay? Any of you that take offense at it, you know my email address. Let me know. Be happy to hear from you. Let's put that behind us. That was never a gun issue. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When you get issued a firearm,
when you're issued a firearm and you're in law enforcement, you should really do your very utter best to keep hold of it, don't you think? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Southern California patrol deputy lost an AR-15 Tuesday. You see, it was in the trunk of his car, and he opened the trunk, and he pulled it out, and he set it on the top of the trunk of his car. And then for some stupid reason, the next thing he did was drive away. The Orange County Sheriff's Department officer has yet to find the weapon. According to the Orange County Register, the deputy was getting ready to start a shift at the Aliso Viejo station and placed the AR-15 rifle in a black nylon bag with three loaded magazines on the car's trunk. He got distracted and drove off with the weapon still on the vehicle. I read that to mean that something happened with his phone. Somebody texted him on his mobile phone or something. According to the paper, it took 7 hours to realize the weapon was missing. Reserve deputies, bloodhounds, and an investigative personnel have been searching the streets near Laguna Hills for the gun. Officials described it as a black Colt semi-automatic AR-15, 223 caliber with a 20-inch barrel. Serial number is Alpha 0091856. The deputy indicated that he drove on several streets in both the cities of Aliso Viejo and Laguna Hills. However, he was unable to pinpoint a specific location where the rifle may have been lost, primarily, I would guess, because he'd been driving around for 7 hours before he figured out he was missing to begin with. The department didn't specify whether the officer was punished as a result of losing his gun. I would think I would think, yeah, he gets punished. All right, I'm being asked about Pete Santilli. Now, I've been a guest on Pete Santilli's TV, or radio show, rather. Pete Santilli is sort of a guerrilla broadcaster, as in G-U-E, not G-O-R. And Pete has this thing about getting in places. Now, he was supposedly arrested for various things, and I've heard it said that nobody understands why he got arrested. I don't know. Everything's sort of sketchy that I've seen. Pete was at the Bundy Ranch. Okay? Now, I myself, as a broadcaster, if I were to go to a place like that, I'm not going to a place where I might not, where I might get shot and not have something with me as a combatant. I don't trust either side to be that good at marksmanship. So I'm going to be taking something to where if I have to, I can take on my side. Having said that, like I said, I've been on Pete Santilli's show before. I found him to be a gracious guy. Very, very emotional. He gets very wound up, which I do too, about things that he's talking about. I don't know that much about him beyond that. He is so volatile that most of his following is on the internet. In other words, he's not considered FCC friendly, which that means nothing. That does not mean anything. It shouldn't mean anything to anybody. It just means you shouldn't let your kids listen to him if you don't want them to hear some of the language. He's not that bad about it anyway, but there's certain things you just can't say. And sometimes he says them. So, and the internet has no rules like the FCC, so that's why he is primarily there. And he's got a big following. He has a very big following. But look, here's the thing. Here's the thing about what happened in Oregon. If I see the cops come into a locale and they start herding people into a vehicle to take them away, and or maybe they're herding them to a train car, I've got a real easy decision to make at that point. Okay? That it's not an opaque thing happening here. Now, what happened in Oregon is you had two guys, a father and a son, adjudicated and convicted of committing arson. They did not get the guideline sentencing for that court, and they got sentenced, and they went and did the time they got sentenced, but it got contested. Just like convictions get contested all the time, this time they contested the sentence. And it wasn't the defense contesting the sentence, it was probably the prosecutors. So they contested the sentence, and then after they've already served all their time that they were originally sentenced to go do, they had to go back and serve some more time to make up for that deficit in the guideline versus what they actually served that was actually what got handed down the first time around. Is that optimal? No, it isn't. It is that's horrible. I would hate to go through that myself. However, they volunteered and said, we want to go. We want this to be peaceful. We don't want you guys here. The city of Burns, Oregon did not want those guys there. So they went out on some federal land out in the middle of nowhere where nobody could drive a car, and they took over a building that was empty. There's no guts in that. Then in order for people to know they'd done it, they had to send out press releases. Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, if I'm going to take up weapons against the country, you know, if I'm going to get out there and say, I'm here for this and I'm going to fight to my last, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Amon Bundy has gotten out there and said, everybody needs to go home. So if Amon and his followers had listened to the townsfolk and just went home, none of this would have happened, because they were out there protesting federal ownership of land. And Santilli decided that was a good cause to go get involved in. If you're going to get involved in something like that, then something might happen. Something might happen. They gave him all the time in the world to get out of there. Why Santilli thought that was a good idea, why he thought that was the cause, is beyond me. I have no idea. And the reason I haven't really commented too much on that is because I don't have any idea. I think it was pretty dumb to put all the eggs in that basket. Do I think there might come a time when we have to fight the government as civilians? Yeah, I do. That might be happy. That might be happening. Bundy Ranch, yes, justified. What happened there was absolutely justified, and I wish I could have gone and been a part of it. What we got, what happened here, not at all justified. The so-called victims didn't want their help. The town didn't want their help, so they just decided they were there. They could have gone anywhere and taken over any empty federal building. But no, they were there, so they, I don't know why they picked that place. But, going out in the middle of nowhere where there's nobody out there and then rolling in and kicking in the door and saying, we've taken over this federal building. Well, I guess on paper that looks impressive. I just don't get why that was where they chose to make that stand. I know that the feds own 28% of the land. I get that. Nobody likes that. Most of it's out west. Very little land is in the hands of actual people of Nevada, as an example. The feds own most of that. But that's all beside the point because I don't know the reasons all of that. Well, see, they're saying they produced films of BLM setting the fires around their homes, but they were setting the fires on Bureau of Land Management land, too, right? Isn't that part of the problem, that they were setting fires on federal land? The feds were setting federal fires. They do it all the time to burn the stuff off. It's not nothing that doesn't happen on a regular basis. Those of you that think this was a good cause, okay. Do I think what happened to that man and his son was a good time? No, I do not. No, I don't. And I think it absolutely is. I would never own a ranch where I was doing a burn off because I don't know how you control something like that. How do you control something like that? This is why I'm not a rancher. Whatever it is, however it works out, this was not the time to make a stand. That was not the circumstance. There may be one. There have been some. We'll probably have some later on down the road. This just was not it. Coming up next, Representative Mike Pitts from South Carolina. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.